Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm coming to you live from my comedy condo in Wichita, Kansas, here at the Looney Bin, where I'll be this Thursday through Saturday performing, along with your headliner, I believe, Larry Wiener. Looking forward to it. I am the first person here at the condo, and no windows, but nice facilities. It's almost like I'm in a federal prison. But like I said, TV and everything, and looking forward to the shows. I'm going solo today, obviously. None of the comics are here, although we might be able to do a special show as well sometime tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. But so much is going on where I felt, you know what, there's plenty to talk about. There really is. There's just... You know, why? I don't need somebody to sit here. I've got you guys, right? You guys, the listeners, here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. You and I alone, this is a personal show with you guys, just me one-on-one, mano-a-mano with you guys. And, you know, I can't help but discuss the big news that everybody's going nuts about. Facebook's fired up. People, everybody on both sides, both the divide is burbling up again like a bad volcano. Actually had a fellow comic and, you know, you would think friend, you know, or acquaintances basically use the expression fuck off and everything. We're just trying to be cute on one of their Facebook posts. You know, when somebody makes a comment on Facebook that would normally make you, cause them to get bitch slapped. Like, you wouldn't be in person and say, fuck you, man, or you're a fucking asshole, or, you know, over a stupid political belief. Right? Just because of somebody's ideology, whatever side you're on. Every time somebody talks about, you know, Trump this, I'm like, come on, Hillary Clinton, the Clintons are the most corrupt political family in history. I mean, some may argue that, but listen, the fact that they're in the top three shouldn't be like, oh my God, how could you say that? Okay, let's say the top three in the most politically corrupt family in the world. You know, I was just in Little Rock, so I was there in the hometown. So, you know, I don't know if that's inspiring me today. But listen, I've got nothing against, you know, I voted for Bill Clinton. You know, I had nothing against him. I was all defensive of him when he got caught getting a Hummer in the Oval Office. I mean, what guy wasn't on his side then, right? You would think that it would be great if political divides just had to do with whether or not, like, yeah, who wouldn't do that? You know what I mean? I mean, could you imagine if you got to sleep with Hillary, you're not going to get a Hummer from an eager woman who's trying to get ahead? Or, well, you know. I don't care what you believe it. It's like religion. God bless you for whatever you think, but I don't really give a shit. I'll be honest with you, I don't even want to get on Facebook anymore again because of this. Everybody's making, Listen, calm the fuck down. Comey was fired. He was everybody's bitch boy. He was being slapped by both parties. I'm surprised this guy didn't walk out on camera, spin around, and fall to the floor because he didn't know where the fuck he was going. Why was Comey fired? Really? Why was Comey? It's a conspiracy because Trump fired him? Listen, if anybody thinks that the FBI and all its purposes, all the matters in an investigation that Comey had is not on his desk on a snap file or something, and it's not shared with the many other people involved in the FBI. Maybe you've watched too many, you know, fucking spy shows. But there's, you know, I can assure you there are paper trails in every investigation. Therefore, nothing could just be shut down to be hidden. The liberal agenda is to keep you blind and be fearful so that they can comfortably bring you in and have you suck on their teeth and charge you for it. Don't want to make this a political show, but this is the obvious point of the hypocrisy of this political party. And by the way, I have to say that the woman who spoke out, matter of fact, I want to pull it up because Huckleberry Finn, no, what was her name, Sarah? I tweeted about her. In place of Spicer, Sean Spicer, this boy, let me tell you something, I wouldn't be surprised if Spicer's the next person to fall. You're fired. Hasta la vista, baby. I stole that from Arnold. You know, Spicer. It's horrible. But I got to tell you, very impressive was the Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Boy, get her on board. She dealt with the media like a pro. Every time I see Sean Spicer, it looks like he's trying to explain why he's late. You know? He just has that like, you know, like caught, you know, I don't know why you're asking me that. This looks like a guy who comes home late and he's trying to explain why he's late. To his wife, right? He's trying to explain why there's money missing at work. Ah, crazy. But she did a great job. Congratulations. I'd rather see her up there explaining things than that fucking idiot. Like I said, it's like you're better off having a doll that pulls a string and you speaks. Be better than Sean Spicer. Anyway, back to the topic at hand, the firing of FBI Director Comey. Nobody should be surprised. There's no conspiracy. Anything that's being investigated is not going to be missing. Why did Comey get fired? And here's the thing is just crazy. You know, again, everybody wanted him gone. It depended on what side of the fence he was. That's why this guy's been spun around. But, you know, everybody's favorite Congresswoman, Maxine Walters. Yeah, let me turn that up a little bit. So I love her attitude. Can I help you? What the hell you want? She's great.
Can I help you? What do you want? We're fine. No, it's classified and we can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is the FBI director has no credibility.
Yeah, there you go. Why'd he get fired? I want an investigation and a panel of people to find out what's going on here. Yeah, forget about taking care of poverty and welfare and, you know, education and this and that. Let's just bog down everything with finding out why he's fired. Nobody liked him. The guy had the validity of a WWE referee. I'm amazed that grown-ups are still arguing about it. Are you kidding me? Comey has the validity of a WWE referee. A professional wrestling referee has actually more respect in the eyes of the American public, no matter what side you're on, than this fucking clown. Why was he fired? And people are arguing over this and risking friendships over who's right or wrong. I know what I'm talking about. Perhaps, maybe not. Maybe this is all just a bunch of bullshit. Russian, this and that. Again, I keep going back with this Russian thing, by the way. As anybody keeps wanting, if they interfered, they did it, whatever their purpose is, who the hell do I know? But I can tell you what they exposed was the corruption within the Democratic Party. And I can't help but this party, the bickering and whining that this fucking party is doing, even Hillary Clinton herself, who said she was on track of winning until Comey came out with his investigation. If based on her words, if it was, you know, they want him gone. If it wasn't for him, she would have been president, according to her. How can you sit there and argue if somebody's that dysfunctional that you want to sit there and complain about why the person really? Oh, are you saying we should have fired them because of what you really wanted to fire them for, or were we? Does it really make a difference? Does it really make a difference if we fire somebody because of the reasons you want to fire them or because of the reasons we want to fire them? If you want to get into a debate about that, we could sit there and argue with the fact of why things that are heavy weigh so much. Why is it that things that are slippery are hard to hold? You understand what I'm saying? I don't want to sit there and waste my time figuring out something that is. But for some reason, the Democratic Party wants to do that. I understand you're still pissed and all this kind of shit, but listen. I was just speaking to somebody, and, you know, forget about all this bullshit. We got tensions in North Korea, and if anybody, you know, doesn't understand that, besides all this other nonsense, Russia, this and that, that, you know, President Trump and the President of China had a very good meeting, and at this point, I think and feel that that meeting was so successful, which has really gotten this fucking Kim Jong-un all pissed off and trying to make a stance. China's not happy about it, one way or the other. And China doesn't want nuclear war because they don't want nuclear fallout and refugees coming into their fucking country. So nobody wants it. But sometimes the world evolves and you can't believe it's happening, but you can't just close your eyes and act like it didn't happen. And that's the difference. The new sheriff in town, that's what it is. It's a feeling. Listen, if things are going to go to fucking hell, we're not going to sit there and just watch it and try to be polite about it. Oh, you're burning my shoes. That's okay. No problem. I'll understand. Oh, it's okay. You know, you called me a fucking prick, but that's okay. Have a good day. Sometimes things get aggressive and you need to have a different attitude. I don't believe there'll be war, but who the hell am I? Nobody's going to win from it. But somehow this knucklehead's got to be shut down. So let's see. A non-political envoy was speaking with North Korea. Trump didn't go there, but there's a political envoy that basically are in discussions with North Korea as we speak. Basically saying, look, this is what's going to happen. This is your alternatives. This is the only potential outcomes based on these few alternatives. And, you know, either way, you lose. Just how many people you take down. If you want to take over in the global perspective, the worst fuck in the world from Hitler, you want to be number one, then by all means, keep doing what you're doing. But in the meantime, this is what you should expect. That to me is, you know. But nobody talks about that. The benefit of the relationship with China, that the meeting with China. The meeting went well. And for the position we're in on a global perspective, as to oppose to, you know, I've got to be concerned why the Russians broke in and exposed the corruption within the Democratic Party. Do I think Bernie Sanders would have beat Trump? Everybody and their grandmother would have came out to vote for Bernie Sanders. He would have won. But the Democratic Party and the powers that be and the corruption, because that's what happens when the people that are in control of things are only there because of corruption and favors. And believe me, I'm not saying the Republican Party, trust me. That's why I voted for Trump, because I didn't want a politician. I wanted somebody who was going to look at the bottom line or do it. Oh, he's not a businessman. Yeah, how much billions do you have in the bank, stupid fuck? Oh, he got it. No, yeah, whatever. If you start with $10 million and end up with $2 or $5 billion, you're pretty good at what you do. That's like the equivalent of your parents giving you a $5,000 government bond and all of a sudden having $150,000 after a few years. You going to call yourself a schlep when you did that? Be fucking real, will you, please? Start putting credit where credit's due. So that's why I voted for him, and that's it. And besides, Hillary is a complete corrupt. Again, the Clinton family is the most corrupt political family, one of the top three in history. Like I said, ready, been said and done. So, have to admit, Trump firing Comey. Have to admit, it's suspicious. Come on, Democrats. Everything he does is suspicious. You get over it. You know, the interesting thing, too, you know, I'm a financial guy. I manage money for a living. And all through this, the markets are still up. People say it's because of the hype of expectation. Yes, in a sense, because they believe in it. You know, you can't have faith in something unless it has legs. You know, after a while, if it doesn't have legs, it falls apart. And some people say that's yet to be determined in the markets. Yet, you know, this whole thing with Comey, the market didn't even move today. It kind of went up and down a little bit, but, you know, it basically doesn't matter. Why do financial markets? Because they're not wrapped up in ideology. You know, money isn't wrapped up in the ice and who's right or wrong. Where I come from, money basically funds in the hands of those who work hard for it one way or the other. If you do it ethically or unethically, one way or the other, you're probably working hard to get it. I can't question you on your ethics, but I can applaud you on your commitment to success. That's mean. No, it's not. It's just acknowledging something. If you're a successful criminal or a successful legitimate business person, either way, you got to be commended on your work ethic. Which gets me to a subject matter. Now that I've been away from my wife for over a week, perhaps that was my inspiration. But, you know, the thought of my wife's been an incredible, you know, pillar of strength in my, as I'm running around like a nut touring the country. I just figured out Kansas is the 29th state I've performed in as a comedian. I thought that was pretty cool. And as a more mature comedian, I was going to post something about it and said, nah, let's just share this one with myself but and now my listening audience. But 29 states. Right? Feels good. Get to see the countryside. But, you know, support. My wife, you know, the fact that my wife's cool with it and she's not like, oh, well, you know, I'm tired of you going away. She hasn't done the, you know, she's cool. She knows what's going on. You know, is support. It helps, you know, keeps me focused. So when I'm here, I'm not stressed. And then I go on stage and I'm like, I can't get laughs because I'm just tied up because I'm worried that my wife's going to leave me or bang the fucking pool guy. You know, I don't want to worry about that. So that's great. And that support and understanding more of what the world needs, some understanding. Not everybody's perfect. You can't judge everybody because they do something wrong. The only things that are intolerable, if you leave a child in a hot car, they then say, hey, I made a mistake, my bad. Much like this fucking clown in North Lauderdale, not too far from where I grew up as a kid in South Florida when I moved from New York. North Lauderdale, this is the story that was on Facebook of a pool party. You know, let's call it an urban pool party. Everybody's having a good time at the pool party. And some poor old lady with two dogs goes out there and says, hey, look, the music's too loud, you know, this, you know, whatever. And this one fucking, they gang around her. And one guy grabs her and fucking, like, throws, you know, falls to the, slams her to the ground, almost fucking crushing one of the little dogs, and then picks her up and throws her in the pool with her. She just had hip surgery, this poor fucking lady. And this kid's like, hey, you know, at least he turned himself in. No coward. Turns himself in and said, look, I got to own up to my little fuck-ups. Yeah. Fucking throwing an old lady down. Now listen, if you were high at the time or really screwed up, then all that tells you is you need to stop drinking. Stop partying too hard. You need to be in control of yourself. You never want to blame something else. You can have, as a human who should believe in integrity and character, you can never blame a substance that you have ingested on your actions. Because it always falls down to your decision to do what you're doing. So fix the problem. Support and understanding. That's what each relationship... Look at me, I'm like a... It's like a Tony Robbins show all of a sudden. Okay, I got 5 tapes I'd like to sell you. Tapes. Support and understanding versus discouraging and controlling. Look at your relationships and is it discouraging? Like somebody says, you know, what the fuck, you're doing that again? Or is it... And controlling, like... You know, people want to keep you down so you could be in their fucking realm. Just an interesting point I wanted to share with everybody. My last point of the day, open your scriptures to 14b. It's much more productive to thank and appreciate those around you for all their support than to blame others for things not going your way, much like Hillary Clinton blaming WikiLeaks and people talking about her. It's almost like the equivalent of a spouse getting mad at the person who exposed that person was having an affair in their marriage. In other words, the husband is cheating, and one of the neighbors finds out and goes and tells the lady, and everybody's mad at her. Not mad at the husband for fucking cheating. Let's just be mad at the person who told everybody, which, you know, that's a whole different story. Stop blaming people for things. Ultimately, we are here. No, you know, one way or the other, you know, if you're falling down a pit and no one's around, whether you live or die is based on your ability to get the fuck out of a situation. You know, people say this about me. I'm a self-preservationist. I believe in always protecting myself. Therefore, those I love, I'll be able to continue to add and hopefully you'll be able to share time with. I don't want to be, I hope that doesn't make me like narcissistic. I hope that doesn't make me like an idiot where, you know, I'm only thinking of myself. So, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I'm flying solo today. I hear in the comedy condo in Wichita, Kansas, at the Little Rock, where you can see me performing this Thursday through Saturday. And I can't wait. It's really cool. Basically, the condo is connected to the building where you perform, so it's like after the show, you go run to your room and hang out, like, you know, like, so it's pretty neat, especially if it's hot and you're sweating, you want to change your shirt. Those are the little things that matter. We'll be right back with things you need to know right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullo with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Second segment of the show is where we talk about things you need to know. You know, there's things that happen in the world, but, you know, there's things that you need to know. Maybe you need to know because others shut that they isn't important, like this guy Comey getting fired, as opposed to, like, the story we had of the girl who fought off the alligator. Remember her? By the way, we're going to talk about her first. She should be like getting some sort of promotion from the Wonder Woman. She should like use her notoriety to help this Wonder Woman movie. Which, by the way, the Wonder Woman's hot, you know. And to watch her kick ass, you know, I think this is going to be one of the only DC, you know, besides, you know, some of the Batman ones. But this is going to be the only DC movie that I think this is going to help them out a little bit. It looks like it could be good. But this girl, you know, we all heard about her. We talked about the show with, and when we were in Little Rock, about this girl. But this girl, if you didn't hear the story, The 10-year-old girl fought off an alligator off in a little lake out there in Orlando area. You know, the same city in Florida where that one kid got eaten at the Walt Disney World, you know, exotic fucking garden forest lounge. I don't know. But this girl actually visited a place called Gatorland, which is in St. Augustine. If you're ever in there, great place to visit if you're in Florida. Go to Jackie Knight's Comedy Club, by the way. Every Friday and Saturday night shows right there at Gypsy's. I went to college there at Flagler my first year and a half. Beautiful town. So the Gatorland's over. And then she had learned, the girl, how great is this? She's brilliant. She's just, we went to Gatorland. They said, if you ever happen to get attacked by an alligator, you know, stick your fingers in its nose so it can't breathe and scream like crazy. Because an alligator's scared of you, believe it or not. And if you start screaming and sticking his nose, he's going to panic and let you go. Going to spit you away like a bad peanut. And the girl figured it out. And here's the thing. It's one thing to know something, but to have the composure to do it. You know, again, I mentioned I was a self-preservationist, but that makes a difference. That's the difference between a victim and being a survivor. And you could say that in a tragic situation or in challenges in life. Either way, you could be a victim or a survivor. And sometimes people say, oh, you're a bit of a dick. Well, because sometimes, you know, that's what it means. You don't put up with nonsense. Drag you down. But you imagine this girl? Stuck the fingers, had a leg bitten. She's sitting there. She fucking maintained her calm and stuck her fingers in the thing's nose. And the alligator's like, That's it. Done. Mother's happy as shit. Fuck. This girl better be like, you know, the homecoming king. Queen, sorry. You know, she better be on the homecoming court. Were you in the homecoming court? I wasn't. Now, I mentioned this too about the kid already and the teen arrested. They arrested the kid. 60-year-old woman flung to the floor because thought it would be cool. It's a video. If you haven't seen it, you got to go and get it. But, you know, it's just kids today. And I saw another video on Facebook where there's a woman walking through, I think it was Fort Lauderdale Airport. There was a big fight. I mean, there's people are going crazy in the airport. I think in Fort Lauderdale, where I usually fly in and out of, they had a big fight because Spirit had something with the pilots were negotiating something, who knows, so they canceled a bunch of flights and people got crazy and started fighting in the fucking gates. I'm a self-preservationist. That's why when I'm at a gate, I don't sit there, you know, when things like this start to hurt and you start seeing this, don't walk up and go, oh, I want to know what's going on. Just get the fuck away and get your camera on and video it. You'll go viral. So big fight there. And then somebody who got fucked up and took all her clothes off, big black woman walking through there, just took all her clothes off and walked off to security. I don't know what was going on. She was walking through the gates completely naked, walking like not a care in the world. So funny. She didn't give a shit. She had no clothes. How many of you would walk naked through an airport, without putting stuff, like holding in front of you or pulling and stretching. You guys know what I'm talking about. Walking naked through the airport. That doesn't happen every day. Then there was a video of this, where the hell was it, in L.A.? I guess some guy looked back in the seats that stopped fucking with my seat, and the guy with her got pissed, and they started fighting. Young dudes that knew what they were doing, punching pretty hard. Somebody was getting messed up. Again, self-preservationist. You know, what do you do if you're on a plane and somebody like either keeps kicking at your seat or, you know, is messing with your seat or, you know, and it gets, you know, you listen. You know, just ring your thing. Don't turn around and have a conversation. Tell the flight attendant, hey, the person behind me is making it very difficult for me to relax. I'm nervous on a plane. and they keep kicking at the and they keep moving it, and I'm really going to go into panic because I feel like I'm nervous. And hold on, sir, and then let them deal with it. Don't turn around. Hey, what the fuck are you doing? Stop fucking with my chair. Because you don't know how. You even if you're polite about it, you nowadays you could sit there. Would you mind? I'm trying to rest. I'm nervous, and I don't want to. You know, I'm trying to relax. Hey, mind your own business. Okay, thanks. And then ring. You know? But I could tell you, if it came down to it, that'd be fun. Being able, you know, all of a sudden somebody decides to get physical with me. It's one thing I always enjoyed when somebody felt they looked at me with that confidence, like they thought they were going to just make this an easy night of it. And they said, I'm going to take down this guy. He looks 5'9". Yeah, a little tough, you know, but I think I could take him. Good decision, buddy. Back to things you need to know. Did you know that scientists are incredibly concerned? This may be the sign of Armageddon. But a deer was caught eating human remains for the first time. A deer, a little Bambi, munching on your Uncle Bill who fell asleep in the woods. Never. They ate wood. They ate grass, right? The vegetarians. Cute, sweet little deer. It's like Monty Python's, you know, In Search of the Holy Grail. The killer rabbit. Deer caught eating human remains for the first time, says scientists. Scientists have discovered the first instance of a deer which eats human remains. The animal was caught mid-feast by a motion-sensitive camera at the Forensic Anthropology Research Facility at Texas State University. A 26-acre area where forensic scientists study how human bodies decompose in the wild. Well, it just begs to differ. Like, I wouldn't eat, like, you know, Hot Pockets. You know, there would never be an instance in history or anybody's cell phone records of me eating a Hot Pocket. If I was swearing, if I was at the gates, at the pearly gates, and they said, you can get in, but be honest, have you eaten a Hot Pocket? I'm going to say, no, I've never had a Hot Pocket. And that's it. I feel good about my answer. You know, the needle's not going to swing. I'm walking through the gates. But if I was hungry and I was in a closed area where I really couldn't go around and somebody left some Hot Pockets on the fucking floor, I wouldn't be able to hold to that same distinction. Just saying. I don't know why the scientists haven't considered that part of it. Scientists also monitor how animals interact with bodies by the reaction from the white-tailed deer. An unexpected, blah, 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 there was like a big crunch point. It's actually a picture of a monkey riding a deer. Deer are mostly herbivores. Herbivores. Makes me miss bacon just trying to say that word. The deer was scavenging when it came across a decomposing body. What the fuck are they doing? Why is this really necessary that scientists want to figure out how wildlife interacts with dead bodies? What kind of social purpose is this? Like, all right, listen, I got an idea. Let's take millions of dollars of grant money. And here's the idea. We want to take a bunch of dead bodies and put some raccoons and, let's just put some deer and some monkeys and some, you know, marsupials. And let's put them out there and see how they interact with the dead bodies. Well, what do we want to figure out? Listen, don't ask questions. Just start getting the cadavers. The body was outside for 182 days. Experts estimated the deer was chewing dry bone rather than eating soft tissue. Well, see? I don't know. Is that really something? Finding out something? Deer's hungry. He's in a closed-in environment. You put him with a bunch of other weird animals. He knows there's something up. And when you change the rules of the game, the participants will have to adapt. Leave that to the scientists. Maybe I'll chalk this up to one that you maybe didn't really need to know. Maybe you could have known. Speaking of Armageddon and World War III, North Korea could be preparing an electromagnetic pulse strike on the U.S. This is what we're really worried about. We're not worried about him actually shooting a missile and landing on our side. We're worried about him doing something to disrupt the eco-wave systems. Sorry, that doesn't exist, that word. North Korea could be preparing an electromagnetic pulse strike on the U.S. from space, experts claim. They can't even make a good car. North Korea could be planning an electromagnetic pulse, otherwise known as an EMP, strike on the U.S. with two satellites already orbiting above the Earth. An expert has claimed, Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. My name is Dr. Peter Vincent Pry. And this is what I think. Claims that Pyongyang may be secretly developing the ability to detonate a high-altitude nuclear weapon in space, which could set off the pulse, wiping out the electrical system below. The secretive kingdom is believed to have started a satellite program during the 1980s and successfully launched two observation satellites back in 2012 and 2016. Yeah, it's like they're fooling us, trying to act like they're just trying to get a ballistic missile. Meanwhile, they're just sending up a few rockets into space to completely blanket the land with sending everybody into the dark ages. Smart little cookie, as Trump calls him. Isn't that a cute way of maybe thinking that? Hey, he's a smart little cookie. Thinks he's got something wrapped up. Meanwhile, we wonder why the secret space plane, the X-something, was up there for almost 2.5, 3 years, whatever it was. You know, that space plane looks like a miniature space shuttle. Just landed a few days ago, by the way. And all of a sudden we have this information. Dr. Pry, executive director of the Task Force of National and Homeland Security, who sits as U.S. Congress Committee on EMPs, claimed North Korea is practicing a cyber version of battleship diplomacy so they can always have one of their satellites very close to being over the United States. Thinks they may use this as a bargaining chip. You fuck with us, I blow up everything. Nobody get cable. Everybody, internet fuck up. Can't make a phone call. Can't get on your Facebook. Can't Instagram, stupid face. Can't do anything. We fuck everything up. Yeah, that's the idea. That's what we do. Fuck a China, fuck a U.S.
Don't you have the feeling, though, if that did happen, there was no like nuclear fallout and China didn't have refugees, that China would be snickering at the U.S. if that happened? And here's the scary thing. If that did happen, that alters the power because all of a sudden the opportunists now may want to strike. You know, much like when Tiger attacked, you know, the wounded elk that's not really running as fast as all the others. So not something you should know, actually. Proud we discussed that here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Which, by the way, I'm going on my own today, if you haven't noticed. No co-hosts. It's kind of fun. It's kind of weird, but talking to myself, many of you know what that's like. With that being said about North Korea, Anonymous warns the world to prepare for World War III. Now, I'm not going to play it on here because it's very interesting. It's very staticky and stuff, but I'll Google it right now where you're at. It's very interesting, but it basically talks about that, the pending moves and the relationship between Trump and China, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, as these things acquire, let's see what happens. I don't think anybody wants war. Isn't anybody hacked that they took the V, right, from the TV, that movie they had? Isn't it like, couldn't they come up with something different than that, you know? We're going to use that look from that movie. Just saying. Hey, by the way, you know, I've never been a big fan of Mexico, and this is not a Trump thing, but way before Trump, where I cared about Trump, besides reading his book or following him as a person, you know, making business and reading that kind of stuff, and, you know, I visited Mexico on a couple different occasions, and I've been known to say that I'll never go back. And it's not because it's not beautiful, and there's not, you know, I was in Cabo San Lucas, I was in Cancun, and every time I came back, I just didn't feel right. number one. And on a couple occasions, you know, it was there was some sketchy moments, you know, being there. And people always talk, Mexico, NAFTA and what's going on and Trump. Well, congratulations. Mexico was second deadliest country in 2016. That's right, country. Like other countries like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, right? Israel, Lebanon. Is that a country? It ranked number one. Deadliest country in the world in 2016. As a territory, as the Middle East did, as a whole territory over an area. So the only way that Mexico could have qualified that, you basically added up all the murders in Central America and in the U.S. and Canada, I guess, or that section, but we still didn't come close. Mexico was the second deadliest country. Did I say number one? It was the second deadliest conflict in the world. Let's see, clashes. Hold on. Thank you. We're sponsored by Nissan, everybody. It was the second deadliest conflict in the world last year, but it hardly registered in the international headlines as Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan dominated the news. Agenda Mexico's drug wars claimed 23,000 lives during 2016, second only to Syria, where 50,000 people died. It's crazy. That's the Old West. This is all more surprising considering the conflict deaths in Mexico are nearly all attributable to small arms. Not explosions and blowing, just being shot. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan claimed 17,000 to 16,000 lives respectively. Two different wars claim less lives than people who died in Mexico. Come down to Mexico, I will shoot you. Just saying, where do you want to go on vacation? Bahamas, Jamaica, Aruba, Mexico? Nah, that's okay. Thank you, though. Have fun. Now, listen, anytime you go to a land down, you know, South America, Central America, obviously, you know, you have to watch. Even Jamaica, as beautiful as Jamaica is, you go down the wrong area. Not go well for you. So, I bet you a bunch of travel agents may be a little pissed at me now when it comes to discussing Mexico. But I don't want to go to Mexico. I tell you where I do want to go. Bucket list, I want to go to Hawaii. I definitely want to go to Hawaii. My sister-in-law and her girlfriend went to Norway. It's beautiful. Why would I want to go to Mexico and not Norway? Just saying. Look at different options. Challenge yourself. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here by myself at a dining room table at the Comedy Condo in Wichita, Kansas, at the Looney Bin, where I'll be all weekend, Thursday through Saturday. Call the club, go online and get tickets on my Tornado Comedy Tour. Thank God there's been no tornadoes. Also, if you're back in South Florida, do me a big favor. Show up and support Wise Guys Comedy Show. Elgin David's hosting for me. Great kid. MTV's Wildin' Out. And who will be here on Tuesday on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, along with Peter Leonard. Along with our feature comedian, Alex Maurizio, the funny surgeon. You know, not bad, right? When you're doing comedy and being a surgeon, you don't really care about getting paid. Comedy, that is. And our headliner, Ron Feingold, very funny cat. So it's all $10. Call Tavolino's Della Notte in Coral Springs for your tickets if it hasn't sold out already. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and I'll be back with Straight from the Headlines. These are stories that we have to laugh at one way or the other right after this.
Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Why don't you come out and see a show? You can catch me April 20th and 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th through the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st to the 3rd, I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie late show. He wake up late? Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
It's time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's right. Because, why watch a comedy when you can just look out your window and view your fellow citizens in action? Our first story, woman leaves disappointing review for an herb grinder that's used for weed. It just doesn't do a good job with my parsley's and... All right. Let's chalk one up for someone who's not in the know. A woman leaves a disappointing review for an herb grinder that's used for weed. Sometimes... You just need to grind up some fresh herbs. Cooking enthusiasts looking for a new tool to grind herbs will find themselves in an appropriate world if they search on Amazon. Thanks to the cannabis industry, the herb grinder has a very different meaning to some.
I just got this thing on Amazon and it's terrible. It's horrible. Mom, I'll take it. What are you going to use it for? Stuff. Okay. I want to take it back.
A poor A. Maddox was searching for a grinder for her rosemary, but when she purchased the Ahuhu spice grinder for $9.99 on Amazon, it didn't quite work the way she had wanted. But her kid loves it. Here's something you couldn't love. No matter how bad your day's going, it can't be bad as living in Venezuela. Dictatorship fallen by Chavez dying. And now the more incapable people are trying to step up and... that's not... it's no food. It's horrible. This is a major issue, which concerns Colombia, Argentina, everything in South America. Venezuelans prepare fecal cocktails to throw at security forces.
I got something to throw. What is it? There. Oh, stink. Yes. Much better than throwing rock.
In Caracas, Venezuela's opposition protests on Wednesday may be the messiest in 6-week wave of unrest as demonstrators prepare to throw feces at security forces. Adding to the customary rocks, petrol bombs, and tear gas.
I don't know which is worse.
Here's my impression of a security officer in Caracas.
That's not so bad. Oh, shit. Coño. Caca.
The new tactic has been dubbed the Pupatov, in a play on the Molotov cocktails often seen at street protests in Venezuela. I think it's safer, right? Unless it depends on whose shit it is.
We're going to throw poopoo. Yes. Bring your own bag and shit, of course.
with inflation in the high triple digits inflation. So that basically means if it costs you $5, hope I don't screw this up, $5 for milk, it's going to cost you $50 next year. Since gas is no longer a thing, they're screwed. That was their main export because they didn't, you know, the government took over all the land and Chavez decided what he was going to do. Like, oh, yes, let's do this for the global economy, but left nothing else to the point of what would actually work. So it's a bad day to be a police officer, security officer in Venezuela. I don't imagine it'd be a good day to be a traveling agent there either. Right, I imagine if you're in Venezuela at this moment, your profession really doesn't predicate your happiness. Unless, of course, you're a real wealthy landowner with your own airport and get the fuck out of there. So be careful, they're throwing shit in Venezuela. It's not, you know, I mean, if you had to think about it, if I was a police officer, you know, shit, just cover up well, keep your mouth shut. You know, when people are throwing shit, you don't definitely want to be screaming at the time. Just a little bit of advice from Dougie. When people are throwing shit, you don't want to be sitting there going, hey, stop throwing shit! You may end up with some in your mouth. Just, you know, think that one out. When people throw shit, it's time to leave the room. And I know the room is Venezuela, but people are going into, you know, it's another refugee situation. Why are you leaving? They're throwing shit. Goodness. Sam, the missing python, slithers back into an Alaska home. Oh, good, thanks. He's back. I've lost the python. What? The python, it's gone. I don't know where it is. It's not in its cage. That white and, you know, the orange-looking one. In Anchorage, Alaska, a 17-foot python that had caused concern in a community north of Anchorage, Alaska, since it went missing 2 weeks ago, has returned home. Matanuska Sestina Barro Animal Care reports, whew, that Sam slithered back into view on Monday in the living room of its owner, home in the town of Meadow Lakes, unfortunately with a local villager in its belly. I'm not kidding. Sam had attracted international media attention after it went missing 14 days ago. Said, hey, man, what's been going on when it came back? Because he's a snake and he's cool as shit. One of its owners tells the borough's animal care department that Sam was fed a 25-pound rabbit before it disappeared. Nicely provided by the people at United Airlines. Big old fucking rabbit. Animal care officer Darla Erskine. Whew, imagine having that name all your life. Erskine, yeah, like foreskin. Shut up. Reported that the owner did not show where Sam had been hiding. But he did have some glitter on his forehead, and he perhaps was at a few strip clubs being used by some of the feature entertainers. Yeah, man, I hung out with a stripper. I let her hold me and do other things. Good to be a snake. Always be kind to snakes. Here's a story. Police say a man takes minivan when driver mistakes him for a valet. Can't fall for that trick. There's never a valet at a gas station. Atlantic City authorities say a man stole a minivan at an Atlantic City hotel. You know, where nothing shifty's ever happening. When the driver mistook him for a valet. Atlantic City police say 35-year-old resident Stephen Jacobs was arrested about 7 a.m. on Sunday after officers stopped the vehicle. They say a loaded handgun was found on the floorboard. Authorities say the car had been taken Saturday at the Wyndham Skyline Tower shortly after the minivan's owner arrived at the site and voluntarily gave Jacobs his keys and said, here, you want my wallet too and some cash? And my young daughter's phone number. Jacobs is charged with theft of movable property and weapons offense It wasn't known Monday whether he retained an attorney, but I'm sure some poor schlep will have the duty of defending him. What do you do? Someone gives you a keys? Was it a van? Yeah, somebody gives you a keys to a Porsche. Ain't hard to get rid of a Porsche. Just saying. Now, this is impressive. You know, we talked about impressive things on our stories. The girl who fought off the alligator, that to me is incredible. 11 years old, sticking her thumbs up an alligator's nose. But teen earns college degree before high school diploma. I'm going to ask for a raise before you look at my application. Isn't that like that? Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a Pennsylvania girl has earned an associate's degree at a community college even before she has received her high school diploma. Kind of makes it pointless, doesn't it? I mean, you know, if I had a master's degree, I don't know if I'm going to go, you know, unless it's some, you know, and go get the same, you know, get a bachelor's in that same subject. You know? Why would she even have to go to high school anymore? She should just be like a mentor to everybody else. Hopefully something rubs off. Pennsylvania girl has earned an associate's degree at a community college. It says here, the 17-year-old Sadira Stallings will receive her degree in business administration from Harrisburg Area Community College on Thursday. Stallings completed 63 credit hours, though, through the school's dual enrollment program and is the first high school student from the community college's Gettysburg campus to earn her degree before finishing high school. Big deal. Did it happen anywhere in the country? That's impressive. It's like the people in college that went like during the summer so they could finish in 3.5 years. For the record, it took me four years and a semester when I transferred from Flagler College to Nova University in Fort Lauderdale, which is now known as Southeastern Nova University, in a much nicer place. Even changed the name. We used to be the Knights, the Nova Knights. Played soccer for that school, the Nova Knights. We played in the NAIA championships back in 2000 something. Maybe it was even before that. What am I talking, 2000? 88. My God, what am I having, a stroke? So I lost some credits when I moved over. Yeah. Took 4.5 years. Wasn't a 5-year, thank God. Well, congratulations. But I took a philosophy course in the summer one time at BCC Community College. It's a fun class. By the way, congratulations again. Speaking of youth, teens plea for Wendy's Nuggets. She asked for a year supply of Nuggets if she can get retweeted. And it seems that she may have hit her goal. This is a big thing, I imagine. This is viral exposure. This is every comic's dream. Reno, Nevada, a Twitter plea from Nevada teen for a year of free chicken nuggets from Wendy's is now the most retweeted post of all time. Carter Wilkerson asked for the fast food chain on Twitter last month how many retweets it would take for her to get free nuggets for a year. Wendy's replied, 18 million. Good luck. Wilkerson's screenshot of the exchange has moved past Ellen DeGeneres' viral tweet from 2014 of the Oscars photo. You know what everybody got in it? Wendy says Wilkerson has earned the nuggets despite not hitting the 18 million mark. Huh. Wilkerson appeared on DeGeneres' show last month. How cool is that? Good for her. Kids, if she goes back in school, she's going to be she's going to be the shit. You're in high school and you're on a national program. Enjoy it. I would. Kids say the darndest things. That's always, as a kid, I always wanted to be on that show. Why doesn't Bill Cosby talk to me? Here's a story. Class assignment to build a toy gun sparks university lockdown. Yeah. Hey, here's an idea, guys. Let's see if we can make a gun in a college institution. Nobody ever shoots anybody in the college. What's that, Virginia Tech's on the phone. St. Louis, an engineering student at St. Louis University, did too well on class assignment to build a toy gun, creating a model so realistic that it prompted campus-wide lockdown and hunt for a possible shooting suspect. School was shut down and warned all their students, "Everybody hide! Hide! Run for your lives!" Police and university officials eventually tracked the source to scare the toy gun. Students in the aerospace and mechanical engineering manufacturing procedures classes had been assigned to build a toy rubber band gun. Oh, I've done that. Make a gun with a rubber band. Not a bad exercise. Learn to be efficient. You get stuck in the woods somewhere. You need a gun. You got a rubber band. I don't know how that's going to work on like a leopard or, you know, like a fucking gorilla. At least one student created a very realistic toy gun and openly carried it into his residence hall, the university said in the statement, scaring the shit out of a bunch of pussies. Listen, you got to do, if you saw that, who wouldn't call that? It may have been a bad idea. Maybe the professor should have said, "Listen, if you do it in the color orange. If you do it in orange, we won't have a problem. We won't mark down anybody's gun that does one in orange or purple. Either of those colors, if you do it, that's fine. That'll be that we won't take away your points. Those of you who do it with black and camouflage." We're gonna say don't do that. Because, you know, can you imagine what would happen if somebody was walking down the hallways with a gun that looked like a, you know. So, just saying. Maybe lay off. You know, let's put them purple, pink, yeah, yellow, orange, bright blue, no blue, dark, bright blue, turquoise, any of those blues. Anything light, green, lime, you know, any of that stuff will work with the gun. But just black and anything that really looks like a gun, we don't suggest. Right? It's amazing. Why did that happen? Can you imagine if some overzealous, like, security guy saw him and freaked out, was having a bad day because his girlfriend's been banging a real police guy. A real police officer. He just found out. He's sitting there. He's all pissed and sees this one dude walking down the walkway at a college campus and, "Hey, you, stop. Hey, man." Boom, boom, boom. Just got to be careful, folks. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's a little short, but I think it's time for me to make a roast beef and ham little sandwich. That's what I buy when I'm on the road. Just eat when I'm sitting here in a room with no windows. But again, it's pretty cool. If you're in the Kansas area of Wichita this week, I'm going to be here at the Looney Bin all weekend, Thursday through Saturday. Come on by. We enjoy it. If you're in South Florida, go to the Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino Della Notte's in Coral Springs, Florida. Just $10. Your host, Elgin David, featuring Alex Maurizio and headliner Ron Feingold, all for $10. Very funny guy and the best Italian food you will eat or have eaten in quite a while. I'll hold you. You can hold me to it. Beautiful bar experience, of course. So go out and check that out. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. We also have a fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Also, if you missed anything or first time listening, check out our site at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com and subscribe. It's free. And, of course, we have a Patreon page. If you want to donate, we have some people donating up to a minimum of $1 a month. That money goes directly into the pockets of the co-hosts who come in and donate their time for gas money for coming into the studio. So we appreciate all your donations. And, of course, that's it. We may have an extra show when the other comics get into town here. And we may put a little surprise show for you guys. Stay posted on our fan page. And, of course, aside from that, we will have all new shows next week with Ciro Dobrik, Jen Hellman, Peter Leonard, and Elgin David. Thanks, guys, for listening, and we'll see you here next time at the same spot.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground.